Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Nahum 1, 3 through 5. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power. The Lord will by no means clear the guilty. His way is in the whirlwind and the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea and makes it dry. He dries up all the rivers. Bashan and Carmel wither. The bloom of Lebanon withers. The mountains quake before him. The hills melt. The earth heaves before him. The world and all who dwell in it. So, a century after Nineveh repented under Jonah's reluctant preaching, they went back to their wicked ways. God would not let his people suffer any longer under their cruel reign. While Jonah tells the story of God holding back his judgment in Nahum, God lets it fly. Nineveh was proud of its walls, standing somewhere between 80 and 100 feet high and on a moat that was 150 feet wide and 60 feet deep. But against God, human defenses are useless. God raised up the Babylonians to conquer Nineveh. In fact, God arranged the Tigris River to overflow and destroy part of the wall so the Babylonians could march right in. Under the Babylonian king, Assyria was wiped off the map. After their destruction in 612 BC, the site was never rediscovered until 1842. Nahum teaches us this: God is on our side. Trust him. Challenges will come. Illnesses may knock the props from underneath us. Relationships may break our hearts. Death of loved ones will bring overpowering waves of grief. But God is always preparing for our deliverance. For the believer, the best is always yet to come. And in the end, we always win. A couple talking points. We know that God has worked in history. We know that. So ask God to help you see his sovereign hand at work today. And ask God to give you teaching moments to show your children that he is at work in the lives of your family and in the community around you. Father, in the trials of our day, remind us of the eternal victory guaranteed through Jesus. Thank you for always being on our side. In Jesus' name, amen.